This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
There's the familiar theme for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You are about to participate, participating in the overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 28th to the 1st of April. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. I was trying to come up with some, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, I was trying to come up with some clever April Fool's joke for you. And I'm not very clever when it comes to doing April Fool's things. Are you? Do you do April Fool's things?
No, I'm not actually. I have mixed feelings about practical jokes. Sometimes they really backfire, and jokes can backfire. Nowadays, look at the big buzz this week was about a joke. Yeah. The big slappy days.
Right. Slappy days.
I just thought of that. It just popped
Monday,
over my head.
Tuesday, slappy days.
Right, slappy days. And you have to spell it D-A-Z-E. Makes it even more.
So that's a good headline for the Michael Harrison interview, or maybe some of the things that you do.
I just wrote it down. I just sometimes you ever wonder where ideas come from? Do you think that your brain? I don't mean to go off on a metaphysical bent, but there was just this example of me just saying slappy days. Where do ideas come from? Does the brain create them, or is the brain a receiver that picks them up from the cosmos?
Where do we get ideas in general? When you look up, we do spend a lot of time looking out there, looking up at the sky. And just as an ancillary, I'm sure you saw this week as well. It didn't make the top 10. But that new space telescope, the Webb telescope, found a star, the furthest one out, that's 12, almost 13 billion years old, and it's identified it. It's gone out there. It was first spotted by Hubble in 2018, and now it's been seen by the Webb, and they've made a clearer picture of it. And so here we are arguing, fussing, and fighting here on Earth about nonsense. And look up at, I don't believe much in religion, but I certainly believe in a power that's greater than we are. And and what are we supposed to? I think we all learn things and do things because we're supposed to. There is a divine order to things, I think. And so, we're finding all this stuff. I know you and I both share a similar point of view when it comes to looking through the window out into the universe, and we become very philosophical, and that's not our job here necessarily, but it's kind of cool
We cannot afford to be abstract or intelligent.
But that's something. When you get right down to it, we are a country, and maybe the world, but we've succumbed to what is not important. And people say, well, how are you to decide what's important? I'm a human being. I look around. I make observations. That's what I do in part for a living. And my observation is that we are falling apart quickly in our ability to communicate based on these God-blessed devices. Nobody's learning anything in school. For the most part, we're creating a adultish world. Is that something that's, am I too extreme with that?
No, it's a fascinating topic. Are we getting smarter, or are we getting dumber, or are we getting both?
Yeah.
And
did you think the countdown charts reflect any of that? When you look back at the 32 years you've been doing this, at the charts that every week you've produced for 32 years at Talkers Magazine, a story list and a people list, and we've been doing this radio program almost that long, when you think about, I would love, you know, that'd be a great exercise. We could do like Casey Kasem used to do, and take one of the weeks from the history of talkers, and just look at the, just spend 2-3 minutes every week looking at the topics from this week in 1991. Or yeah. something, and see yeah. how the story's
very interesting. Okay. No, that is interesting. Something else that's very interesting, and for the folks waiting for the chart, we'll get to it in a moment.
We'll another, get right to
another,
it. Yeah.
Another interesting thing that I find going back, because think about it, I have, you know, basically managed the research of what people are talking about on the radio and in the media week after week after week. For 32 years. Now, mm-hmm. now, that's not all I do, obviously, but that's one of the things that I do. And I have to tell you, it's given me a profound insight into trends and the basic rhythm of the news and the national conversation. There's a rhythm to it. There's an ebb and a flow, and it's very interesting. And the thing that I find fascinating is to sometimes go back and find stories that were huge in their day. Huge talk radio topics that have been almost completely forgotten. Yeah. That, you know, a great example just popped into my head. I forgot his name. I think it was Michael something. He was caned in they whipped him.
In Singapore.
Singapore, right.
Yep. Yeah.
We were talking about that for weeks.
Yeah.
That was
30 years ago. That was close to 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell did I remember that?
Because it pops right back. But, I mean, remember the obsession in the 90s with the O.J. Simpson trial.
Oh, my God, forever.
And how many people became famous from the judge to the prosecutor mm-hmm. to the houseboy.
How many people do you think... All right, so here's a good question for the audience of all ages. We tend to have a pretty broad spectrum of demographic here on the Talk Radio Countdown show. So I would wonder how many people remember Ito? Wasn't that his name?
Judge Ito. Yeah, Judge Ito.
Yeah, from the O.J. trial. Who remembers
I'll bet you a significant percentage of the people listening to this broadcast right now are going, Judge Izzo...
If they're our age, but does that get... Do people get that
cultural... Well, of course, the younger people don't know. Of course, the younger people forget. But then again, we don't know a lot of things that our parents knew as everyday things. There are generations of people now. Well, there's a generation of people who never set foot in that strange... foreign land known as the 20th century. Mm. We, you, me, and I would say 75-80% of the people listening to this broadcast are immigrants from the 20th century living in this strange new world known as the 21st century. Oh, we speak the language, we know how to deal with everything, we're part of the culture, but we're not as facile at it as those who are natives of the 21st century, and they are now... You know, 22 years old.
Yep.
There are people who can vote. There are people who are adults who have never been in the 1900s. Mm. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to get a big kick out of the idea that my grandparents were born in the 1800s, or that you'd sometimes come up with a coin in general circulation that was from the 1800s. You'd find an Indian head penny or a mercury dime or all kinds of things. We are now at a time where you could just see around you the architecture, the media, it's just obvious on every level of human existence that the 20th century is rapidly dissolving. It's just fading away before our very eyes.
The credibility of what you know. And it's interesting, you mentioned coins. Number two this week, and we get to the story list in a second, is the economy. And one of the subsets of that discussion has been the lack of coinage in America, where people are either hoarding coins, they're not making them, the laundromats are going out of business because they depend on coins, because people have credit cards that go to laundromats usually. You know, that's a really interesting, I thought it was an interesting subset.
It's an interesting aspect. Also, let me ask you a question. Do you find as the months and the years go by that your visit to the ATM machine to replenish your wallet with cash, that those visits are becoming fewer and farther between?
I'm not the typical person. I don't usually use an ATM. Very rarely use an ATM machine.
Well, but do you carry cash?
I go to the bank
cash?
To do my. I don't carry as much as I used to. I've become much more dependent on using a credit card, but I've done it not for the conventional reason. My credit cards that I have, the three of them that are tied to my usage of American Airlines, give me access to a better seat on the plane. Isn't that? That's, I mean, think about that in terms of how you manage. Yeah, I do, and it makes it easy for me to get a seat in a better part of the plane, which is what I desire, because most of the trips I take are 5-6 hours or more. Yeah. So, you know, and that's what motivates
But I'd imagine people listening to us right now, you know, following along with this, and, you know, just said something that everybody's going to say, hey, how does that affect me? You know, feel your wallet. Do you carry as much cash in your wallet? Do you use cash? Do you visit the ATM as much these days as you did a year ago, 2 years ago? Of course, the quarantining and the pandemic has changed our habits, but... Yeah. Cash is becoming something that is disappearing from our day-to-day.
Well, think
concerns.
About the impact. Last week's, you have had last 2 weeks at talkers.com and mhinterview.com, the fellow, excuse me, who came from the talk show who's wearing an ankle bracelet at the moment under house arrest because he was involved in cryptocurrency on his radio program. That's, you know, it's... That's pretty Mondo Bizarro when you...
Right, from Indian head pennies to cryptocurrency. All
yeah,
within
here we are. All right,
our lifetimes.
We'll get to the story list and the people list in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 99 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people, although listening to this program so far this week, you wouldn't know that. We're going to get to the stories right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Let's go through the people list first. Michael, in the story list, please.
Yeah, we better get them done now before they change on us. That's how fast things change.
Exactly.
At number 10, we have big tech and social media. At number 9, we have U.S. relations with Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I guess that's the axis of evil. At number 8, the Oscar slap. At number 7, the Supreme Court of the United States nomination, and that's tied with race relations. At number 6, we have election talk for both 2022 and 2024, and that's tied with crime. At number 5, the aforementioned...
The way they run elections in this country is a crime.
Right, it all blends together. Mm-hmm. At number 5, the Hunter
Biden
investigation. I happen to have possession of his laptop. No, I don't.
Good for you, Mike.
Laptop. Go explain that story in five sentences.
Explain how the guys in the House of Representatives on that committee in the Senate got copies of the checks that he wrote or was given from the Chinese government or the Chinese company, you know, millions of dollars in checks. How the hell did these guys get a hold of those copies? That's pretty interesting. The thought in of itself. Not that we didn't think that Hunter Biden was a crook, because I've always thought he was a crook. He's not that bright. It's a good thing he's got the father that he has, because otherwise he'd be in jail at the moment. But and mostly because he's not that smart. But where in the, you know, these guys, Grassley's holding up this check for $5 million. Did you see that?
It's mind-blowing. All of this stuff is beyond my grasp of fully able to digest what makes these people tick.
Yeah.
It's arrogance. I think it's arrogance connected with ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And that often leads to a lack of ethics. Sometimes people unwittingly are unethical because they think that's the way things are.
Mm.
They haven't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
At number 4, we have the January 6th committee. At number 3, lingering conversation about our nagging worries over COVID-19. At number two, the economy. And at number one, the Russia-Ukraine war. The people that populate this mess, at number 10, Xi Jinping. At number nine, Ketanji Jackson Brown. Or Brown Jackson, not Jackson Brown. Yeah. That's what they... I'm looking at a typo here.
Yeah, right.
Jackson Brown, appearing at your local, you know...
Well, that's why it makes it easy, even though her name is Brown Jackson. It is, makes it easy. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. I remember him. I remember that combo.
Well, we've uncovered a typo here that I have to make sure gets fixed. Ultimately, I get blamed for all typos.
And you deserve all those blames.
All publishers walk around with fear of the unintended typo.
Yes.
Madison Cawthorn is at number eight. There's a blip on the screen. At number seven, Will Smith and Chris Rock, both wallowing in publicity. Hunter Biden at number six. He'd rather not wallow. At number five, Clarence and Ginny. Number four, Donald Trump. Yeah.
Another wallower.
Vladimir Zelensky's at three. Vladimir Putin, as opposed to Vladimir Zelensky. Vladimir Putin is at number two, and Joe Biden's number one. And that's a snapshot of all of the crazy stuff going on during these sloppy days.
You know, it's very interesting, the pointing out is Zelensky is a Jewish guy, and a lot of people in Ukraine are Jewish. And the same, Vladimir is like Joe. And they both are the same name, essentially, but they're spelled differently because of the ethnicity, much as anything else. I think that's always interesting to find out about the culture of people and why things are as they are. And speaking of things as they are, it's 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News. The price at the pump is slowly continuing to drop.
Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon.
Chris Russell reporting from the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau. Florida's Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the death of a 14-year-old who fell off an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. State Representative Geraldine Thompson says she's not ruling out a change to the law.
If there is legislative action that's needed to give more authority to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, that's what we'll be focused on, whether that is about training, whether it's about insurance, metal fatigue.
The ride did pass all the normal safety protocol and compliance tests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now 34 after the hour on this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the folks who do the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison representing Talkers. He's the editor and publisher. We've gone through the charts. And so I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. The business of our relationship with China, what goes on, what we know and what we don't know. I thought it was very interesting this week to sort of piggyback on number 9 on the story list, the story of a newsman named Qing Li, who was the number one anchor in Beijing. He was born in Australia and immigrated to China, and he has been on Chinese television for a number of years until he said something that the powers that be didn't like. He was removed and hasn't been seen since. So now all of a sudden there is a court case because he's been charged with treason, and he may have to spend the rest of his life in prison because of what he said in a newscast back in 2019, apparently. That's when this took place. So, you know, you wonder about, we get into all of these things about our journalistic prowess and, you know, what to believe and what not to believe. And I just, when I saw that, I thought, okay, well, that's worth a mention or two, because in China, the courts, you know, there's no real reason for having a court in China or in Russia or in North Korea or in many of these other countries. The Taliban, you think there are courts, judges in Afghanistan? People, it's a joke.
The situation in Russia is very severe, too, in terms of journalists. They could go to jail for 15 years for using the wrong words in describing this military confrontation with Ukraine. I mean, they can't even call it a war. The Russian media refers to their soldiers as peacekeepers. All kinds of things are happening. Look, the world of journalism is always a dangerous one. Journalists are killed every year. Mm-hmm. We take the free press for granted in the United States, and we shouldn't. But we have to understand it.
Well, it's been abused a lot now of late, too. It isn't really... It is the free press, but is it really... Is it journalism? Is it news? Or is it just another advocacy piece? And that's what's...
Well, it's all of the above. Propaganda and news... and journalism and entertainment, these are problems that have gone back all the way to the beginning of time. I mean, yellow journalism, remember that term? Mm-hmm. Back turn of the century, two centuries, you know,
teapot, donuts, candle,
well, that. So it's not like all of a sudden, you know, this pristine, you know, profession called journalism suddenly has suddenly gone bad. It's always been subject to that kind of scrutiny. But relative to the rest of the world, we have, and have always had, a robust free press, which is an extension of the First Amendment here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And it's just something that I could never feel comfortable saying, yeah, and we got it under control. No, it's constantly has to be defended. The First Amendment must constantly be defended, and it's very hard to defend the First Amendment when it comes to protecting unpopular speech.
Yeah, or stuff that's just wrong. You know, people say, oh, that guy's lying. Okay, well, he's got a right to lie under the First Amendment. Say what you want. Right. And people are being shut down all the time now because of whatever the woke classic of the day is, or politically correct. I don't even feel comfortable using the term because it sounds stupid to me.
What, woke. Politically correct? A woke?
No, politically. We've used that term for years. But what does it mean when someone says by their name in parentheses, he, she, they? Okay, so you are a woman. So we got that. We don't need you to tell us that you want to be referred to as he, she, or they, or he, or whatever it is. It just seems maybe, and I hope that it's not just an age thing, it just seems like one more way of, instead of people being brought together, a way of separating. I want to be referred to as she. Okay, well, you're a woman, that's okay. But why do you have to put she, her, and whatever else you put after your name? Do I sound like some old codger? Or does it make sense to you?
No, what makes sense to me is that it's a very, very hot, contested issue right now in what I refer to as the national conversation. And it's being discussed by people of all ages. It's not an age
thing.
No?
Why? Why? What is there? It's a pronoun that we teach in 7th grade English or
because there's two reasons. One, some people have, the more practical side of that is there are people who have names that could be interpreted as female or male. You know, Sam, Jordan, a lot of names that are you know, so...
That was always the case.
Okay, there's that. But that's not the main thing. I mean, it goes back to the conversation that took place during the Supreme Court hearings last week with Ketanji Brown Jackson being asked by a senator, what is your definition of a woman, which was a politically loaded issue. And
of course
some
it was.
People were not pleased with how she answered it. Mm-hmm. we live in an age of identity politics. We live in an age where people have chips on their shoulders, and there's a tremendous amount of confusion.
Everybody's got an issue. Yeah.
Quite often, the pendulum swings way too far to whatever direction it was fleeing. It goes in the other direction.
Well, I think that if we go to number 8, the Oscars and Blast, that was a perfect example from my perspective of being, and this is not woke or probably politically correct, but it certainly was an example in my mind. And I said this freely on the air on Monday, that it looked to me like the pendulum had swung way the other way after, how many years ago were there a lot of complaints because there were no blacks on the stage, no blacks nominated, none of that stuff. And now it went way the other way. And look at the big story was two black guys getting into an argument that made the Oscars seem irrelevant because, you know, after the show was over, nobody talked about the winners. They talked about the slap.
And if it had been for the slap, nobody would have been talking about it.
No.
I did not watch the Oscars.
You didn't?
And no, I did not. I saw some of the replays. Well, first of all, knowing that you can see the highlights of any long, boring show, including some of the late-night TV shows, knowing that you can get the highlights of it the next day on YouTube... or any number of other platforms saves you a lot of time. It really does. It saves you a lot. I mean, come on, is there anything more boring than watching those old-fashioned award shows?
No.
At one time,
the Grammys are coming up as we do this program this weekend. It'll be the Grammys. People will be looking for some gaffe somewhere, because that's the only thing that makes them interesting anymore.
But the audiences are smaller because these are no longer national cultural events that everybody shares in. Most people, look, the slap heard across the world, you know, the or slappy days as we've just described. This story has 5, 6, 7 subtopics that are extremely important. You know, whether or not the L.A. police should have arrested him for violence and assault, whether there was racial connotations involved in it because of the nature of the illness that was being discussed that affects African-American women predominantly or more so than other people. You mentioned before two black guys. What is a movie? I mean, you know, is there a need anymore for Oscars? Is there a need for the television industry and the motion picture industry to actually have two separate awards when, in fact, cross-platform digital era stuff has merged the television industry and the filmmaking industry into one business now? That the idea that a theatrically presented full-length feature film can be seen in a theater and then eventually it'll make its way to television. That paradigm which governed show business, that which we call Hollywood for so many years, has all but faded in the last 5, 6 years with the advent of smart TVs and streaming and companies like Netflix investing enormous amounts of money in really, really fabulous productions that still come under the category of television shows.
Well, the actors, the writers, they love it. My son happens to be a writer for both television and movies, and you're right. As you were going through that, I was thinking about the pitches that he's done recently, one with his wife that goes to, you know, the Netflix of the world, and they go to all of the companies. They don't want you to pitch to NBC or CBS. They want you to pitch to their streaming services, Paramount. They want to, you know, that's where they want to look at the new product. But there are 500, Michael, 500 things in production right now in Los Angeles who are connected to all of these things you just enumerated.
It's a golden era. It's a golden era.
All the actors love it because they're all busy as could be.
Absolutely. But it's not as demarcated as it used to be between being a TV actor and being a movie actor.
Exactly.
Those no longer...
Kevin Costner on Yellowstone. He was never... Would you ever have thought he'd do a TV show?
But is Yellowstone really a TV show? Yellowstone is financed by TV. Look at The Crown. We're going to wind up with 4 seasons, 10 episodes per season. That's 40. It's a 40-hour movie. It's not a TV series. They put them all there at the same time. You binge it. It's a 40-hour movie. Can you imagine? You know, we used to have Ben-Hur, 3.5 hours, big spectacle.
Yeah, right.
40-hour movie.
Look at Downton Abbey. They created a television program that now has so easily lent itself to the big screen. People want to see, and then it'll be, you know, it'll end up on Netflix or wherever they...
Then there's the big screen, small screen thing where people have home theaters that are absolutely rival going to a movie theater.
Yeah.
Or you can watch the latest movie on your iPhone while waiting
while
for
you're
a
on
bus.
An airplane. Yeah,
or on an airplane. Bingo.
Yeah. All right. That's it. It's 46 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Story list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com or also on djvshow.com. At number 10, the impact of social media and technology as well. Number 9, our relationship with Russia. Well, more China and Iran and Kim Jong Fatty in North Korea. Number 8, what happened at the Oscars. Number 7, the focus on the latest Supreme Court nominee elections. It's number 6, Hunter Biden and the investigation there. Number 5, the investigation. Listen to this, these things. We're investigating everything and everybody. Countries become very corrupt. Number four, anyway, January 6th. Number three is COVID. Speaking of corruption, all the information that we've had or haven't had about some of the vaccines. Wow. Number two is the economy. And number one, certainly the focus on what's going on in Ukraine with the Russians at war. That's it. The story list from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix diet product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. People list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 10, Xi Jinping. I always wonder, I don't really care whether I pronounce it correctly or not, frankly. All right, at number 9, Ketanji Brown Jackson, a lady who's up for the Supreme Court, the vote sometime in April. After all, we are in April. Yes, we are. And at number 8, Madison Cawthorn, who seems to be an interesting representative Who he's representing, I guess, remains to be seen. But at any rate, that's another name that is sort of new to the Countdown People list. Number seven is the tie of the week between Will Smith and Chris Rock, for obvious reasons. Hunter Biden, we're going to dig into that story. Number six, Clarence Thomas with his wife. Number five, Mr. Trump at four, Mr. Zelensky at three, Pukin Putin the Punk is the number two, and Joe Biden is number one. Every once in a while on the program I do, he's the president and resident. That's our Joe. So that's the list. The people list this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here's a surprise now at 53 past the hour. It's time for us to review what's gone on this past week in terms of talk radio with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a professor of law at Bentley University. He also has been a part of the talk radio world for decades. You've actually been exposed. I think that's probably not the right wording. But
you've been prominent
in the talk radio world for almost as long as I have, I think. So as I look through the story list this week of things from Talkers Magazine, a couple of things scream for your comments. Number five, the Hunter Biden investigation. Where in the world, Grassley's waving that check around for $5 million from the Chinese government or wherever it came from. Biden, Hunter Biden, looks like he's up to his Mickey here in crooked things. Am I right on that? What do you think of all this?
Hard to say, but it definitely is worth investigating. Hunter Biden doesn't have exactly a great track record, and there are issues in regard to whether some of the business dealings he did in other countries, in particularly Ukraine, where it's being investigated, did violate federal laws. You know, it's a mixed bag, because in some circumstances, just by having a prominent name doesn't necessarily mean that doing business in these other countries or even being paid an exorbitant amount is not necessarily illegal. But there's a lot of smoke around this thing, and definitely been reading up on it, the Justice Department is investigating. You know, the problem with some of this stuff is, if there are leaks, what are the leaks? And I kind of hesitate to, to make much of an opinion until we get the results of the investigation, but there is absolutely no question that this is being significantly investigated, and whatever decision they come up with, even if they decide that it isn't anything worth pursuing, they better release all of the information so the public can be informed.
Number six this week has to do with crime and punishment, and I bring that up because of what's going on in California with all the liberal judges and attorneys general that are letting people out of jail or not even charging them with crimes. What is in California, if you steal less than $1,000 worth of stuff, don't worry about it? I mean, who? What kind of sense? How is that in a modern world? How do you let people just off the hook? Okay, well, things are tough. You can steal $1,000 worth of stuff from somebody's home, and we won't bother you.
You know, penology is very difficult, and it often doesn't really relate to simple solutions. And locking everybody up who has committed a crime isn't always the best way of dealing with it, and often they just come out after getting an education in crime.
Right,
so there have to be different kinds of alternative ways of dealing with it. I mean, for one thing, we locked up a lot of drug addicts that really they should have been getting treatment instead of going into prison. But the idea of evaluating dangerousness really has to be done in a better manner, because there have been too many instances where someone has been either released prematurely or was in some kind of a program that they still posed a danger to the public. And the danger to the public and the rehabilitation of the prisoner or the defendant, convicted criminal, is prominent. I mean, this is the kind of thing where I actually, before I taught in the at Bentley, I taught in the state prison systems in Massachusetts, and our program, I was there for 10 years, we did not have a single prisoner come back, not one recidivist, and yet our program was ended because politicians decided that it was not a good thing to give free college educations to prisoners. It was rewarding them, when in fact what it was doing was giving them the tools that they weren't going to come back. So penology needs some clearer heads, that's for sure, on all sides.
Speaking of that, number eight, the Oscar thing, if you will. So was Chris doing a favor for Will Smith by not charging him or having him charged?
He did him a big favor. I think Chris Rock probably did the right thing. I'm not sure that the criminal justice system was the place to deal with this. If you look at exactly what happened, absolutely, it was an assault and battery, and Smith could have been convicted. But I think turning it into a spectacle, which it would have had it gone to a criminal trial, is something that I don't think would have served the public. But I just continue to look at that thing and how bizarre. And I continue to look at people saying, well, you know, Chris Rock shouldn't have said that joke. Gee, Ricky Gervais is going to be probably shot the next time he does something.
Something like that. Right. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.